Well, good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to your community radio station. This morning, this is The Morning Show, and I'm Susie Prez. It's Wednesday, September 27th. And you just heard a Winter Ridge announcement, underwriting announcement. Organizations and businesses in our community underwrite with us. And my guest today is Vanessa Stanley from Winter Ridge Natural Foods. We'll be talking a bit about the organization or the business and about the upcoming annual event that they're hosting this Saturday called Neighborhood Fair. Good morning, Vanessa, and thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is really fun. Is it your first time in a radio station?
First time in a radio station.
Anyone you'd like to talk to?
I'd like to say hello and good morning to my son, Jack, and my mom. They're both listening, so thank you and good morning.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in to KRFY. Let's see. I just lost my my weather report. Let's see. So we always like to do the weather first. So let's just see what's going on the National Weather Service. It's coming back up. And they're saying right now it's 46 degrees here in North Idaho. We have 100% chance of rain. What do
yes.
you know? Well, a few months ago, we would have loved that.
Right.
And let's see. The high today is 56. And a low tonight of 41.
It's my kind of climate, though.
I know. Sweater weather, we
yeah,
call
definitely.
It.
Yeah, definitely.
And tonight, we have 90 to 50% chance of precipitation with a low of 41. Tomorrow, kind of the same, and also on Friday. I'm not going to go any further. The rain is good for us. And again, thank you, Vanessa, for coming in. I want to just talk a little bit about the fact that Winter Ridge is a valuable and sustaining underwriting our business here with KRFY. Believe it or not, Winter Ridge has been an underwriter with KRFY since 2012.
Wow.
One of the first ones to come in and say, we need a community radio station in our community. 11 years. So a sincere and completely grateful thank you to Winter Ridge for being this kind of an underwriter with us. It's vital for our station, our community radio station. So
yeah, so important, definitely.
Yeah. And if anyone's interested in finding out more about underwriting with KRFY, just give us a call at 208-265-2992. You can ask for Jack or you can ask for Susie and we'll get back to you. It's a really fun thing to do to show support for a nonprofit radio station, community radio. Okay, thanks again. And you know, we were talking before we went on the air. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a vital part of Winter Ridge. And
yeah,
tell us what you do there and why.
Yeah, so I started in 2019. My son Jack was just about 6 months old. So I started there, started front of house, kind of run the cashier team for a while, and gradually was able to grow and started working with the grocery department with Barbara Hume, who was there for many, many moons and just recently retired. So she was kind of my mentor, which was really great to learn all about the grocery world from her. And so now I am the grocery and frozen buyer, working kind of supplying the store and keeping the shelves full and new product. And then I also do the marketing and a lot of the merchandising in the store.
Well, just a shout out to Barb. You're right.
Yeah.
She was great. And
oh,
you were
fabulous.
Very fortunate to have her as a mentor.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I learned a lot from her. So that was great.
So do you know much about the history of Winter Ridge? Let's just talk about the store in general for a moment.
Yeah, I do. Greg and his family were here, and their eldest son has celiac disease. And in Sandpoint at that time, there was really not a whole lot of offerings for that. And so they sought out a need to provide Sandpoint with something that could also provide for their family. And so I think at the root of all of Winter Ridge, it's really about family. And so Greg, I think, has that mentality, and it's really built into our culture that family is kind of first. And so I think a lot of the reason that we are so so longstanding, so that, you know, we've been here for so long and we're such a part of this community, is because it's all about family. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's where it started. Greg knows a lot about supplements and things like that, you know, kind of like herbal remedies. And so that is also sort of where things took off from.
Yep. Self-health.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So relying on that.
I remember when they first opened their doors over by Wells Fargo, it was this little tiny place.
And yeah.
We're all sort of had been here for a while. We're raising our kids here. and would go in and say, well, what's this? This is different. And then I noticed that Greg and the partnership there, whoever was really part of that beginning, made great decisions, slowly but surely, moved over to the old hair. No, what was that? It was some other store over there where they are now. And on Lake and
a couple different locations. Boyer. Yeah. Yep. That's where we are now. Yeah. I think it was some kind of a hardware store before.
Okay.
And then they were in the whole thing now, obviously, but they were in part of it and then kind of gradually expanded. Right. I think you can say a lot about Greg's business decisions that way. Is like he's very smart at what he does, and I think takes a lot of that into consideration.
Sure. Yeah. It was kind of slow but very thoughtful decision making that sustains something that now, as we were saying before we started, probably our community wouldn't know what to do if we didn't have Winter Ridge.
Exactly.
I'd probably go there 5 times
a week. There's a lot. Yeah. You see a lot of people in the morning and then lunch and then in the evening as well. It's really great having that loyal base. And it's really like a hub in the community, even as an employee. It's like a socialization and people go there to see people. And yeah, it's really great.
It's true. And one of the other aspects of Winter Ridge that I've noticed very clearly, obviously through their underwriting with KRFY, but the decision is made to be very community oriented.
Yeah.
I know that the Sandpoint Waldorf School does fundraisers, and Greg's always right there with some interesting way to support maybe their auction, something like that. And I'm sure that it spreads out through the whole community, including KRFY.
Yeah, absolutely. Greg is really great about he makes a really big priority to make sure that, we are giving back. It's such a privilege, and we're so grateful to be part of the Sandpoint community. And so being able to also then give back and make sure that we're supporting the Waldorf. We supported the Ethan Murray Fund earlier this year, doing a lot of things for that organization, which is incredible.
It has to do with mental health.
Yes, which they also just started the Tim Prummer Foundation for his son as well. So that is a really big big part of Winter Ridge as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, giving back to everything we can in the community is huge.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. So it's really a spirit of philanthropy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think everyone that is part of Winter Ridge is also of that mindset. So it's really, it's like a no-brainer. It's really easy to just have that be part of the culture.
So you've been working there for about 4 years, it sounds like.
Yeah, it'll be 5 in May. So pretty much, my son is the same age, so it's kind of easy to track. Yeah.
You can track it. Mm-hmm. Jack, How is it to work there?
It's incredible. Atmosphere? Yeah, I mean, not to, toot our own home too much, but it is really incredible. And it's just, I've worked at, quite a few other places in my lifetime, in the retail industry and also grocery. And it's just, it's a great place that really puts the focus on kind of cultivating and growing their employees, not just having them be, part of the cog. So it's really great. You get to go to work and you get to interact with the community, meet new people, interact with different vendors and things like that. We have a lot of local artisans and farmers that we work with, so that's a great aspect.
Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So especially, our chill department, we have, I don't even know the number, but local farmers, we have tons of local eggs that we're able to sell, raw milk, cheeses, things like that. And so then I think we have one local duck farmer in Levi who is, I think, maybe 12 or 13. And he gets to, bring the fruits of his labor into the store and sell it. And I don't think, if you go to other stores, you might not be able to see that kind of like hand-picked selection kind of. And I think giving that option to the community is really great. And as an employee, being able to see that and interact with that kind of personalization is really nice. There's just a lot of, I feel like you're seen as an employee there. And so it's really great working there and, having that kind of, you feel like you're putting in, your employers are putting into you what you're putting into the company. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So when you're talking about sourcing locally, it takes more time.
It does.
To actually do that. You're not just going through a computer list.
Exactly.
And ordering. You're forming partnerships and relationships.
Absolutely. Yes.
And that's an important aspect of community. So I know that when I have a question about supplements, I can walk in and there's a friendly person. I don't really know their names exactly, but I know who they are.
Yeah.
And they're always very helpful. It's not like they're telling you what you should do.
Right.
But they give you the background of different supplements and what the possibilities are and things like that.
Yeah.
Just give us a little walk through. By the way, folks, if you're listening, I'm talking with Vanessa Stanley. She's a spokesperson today for Winter Ridge Natural Foods, which is a vital and important underwriter here at KRFY. So that's why we're kind of reviewing. Tell us, give us a little.
Let's walk through Winter Ridge. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So we have several different departments, and supplements is one of them. And I think what you said too, it's not like you're clicking on a box at Amazon, you know, and getting a generic thing. You get to speak to a person that has probably used the product before and is able to give you that personal feedback of, you know, not necessarily here's what you should use, but here's what might work for what you're describing. And it's just a lot more personalized. In every department, you'll get that. You know, you get to talk to the kids in the deli who are making the stuff on the hot bar. Becky and Jana in the bakery are always in and out of that back room filling the bakery case, and you get that hands-on feeling of what you're purchasing. Mm-hmm. So even though we do have things that are purchased through a supplier, it's a lot more handpicked, a lot more personalized, and you get more of that human element rather than what you would get at, you know, like a big box store. So I think that adds a lot to the employees as well. Like, we get that feeling of this is our store. This is something that we get to mm-hmm. to like hand select and then provide to the community. So
everyone's very friendly there too. Yeah. And when I think about my son worked up at Trader Joe's in Spokane for a while, and they have a philosophy with their employees, bring a happy heart to work.
Absolutely.
And it creates an atmosphere, not only for the employees, mm-hmm. but for the people shopping there.
Yeah. It's contagious. Yeah. If people are coming to work and they love what they do and they believe what they do, it's going to come across to the customer base. And I think that all is contagious. And obviously, you know, people have off days and you can feel that too. But I think for the most part, people come in and they love where they work. We love where we live. We love being part of Sandpoint. And I think it shows. And I think that is something that Greg has really ingrained as well into the business. He wouldn't, you know, start a store if he didn't believe in its concept. So I think having that as part of the base culture is really, it's created Winter Ridge, you know, it's part of it, what it is.
Right. So do you have regular staff meetings where you talk about attitudes, so to speak?
I think each department kind of does. Yeah, we have weekly and biweekly manager meetings at that level. And then every staff has like a department manager. And I think communication in the last couple of years has really been where we've focused and have been able to kind of thrive. So yeah, I mean, people are talking to all levels of their staff. It's not, you know, like people sitting up in the office mm-hmm. trickling down. It's everyone is really ingrained. Everyone's working on the floor. It's just really community. Yeah.
So we walk in the door. Mm-hmm. There's a deli, hot bar. Mm-hmm. And it also has a salad bar.
Yeah. Hot bar, salad bar. They have a grab and go, fresh sandwiches, things like that.
Coffee,
great espressos, juices. The Berry Bravo is my favorite.
Okay, good to know.
Super great. Yeah, and you can add, you know, you really customize what you get in there if you want to do like extra shots of wellness, tinctures, things like that. Yeah, all available. Mm-hmm. And then we have the bakery, which is scratch made. There's gluten-free, vegan options. There's regular options. Everything is delicious. and they use, you know, organic ingredients, and it's all, nothing is really from a package. It's all, they're making it right there. Then we've got our chill department, which has a huge selection of cheeses.
It's pretty phenomenal.
It's incredible. Yeah, that is really a huge draw. Sherrod does a great job getting a lot of options that are not only dairy, but also for, you know, vegan options. And that section of the store has really grown.
Call it the fun food.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it goes with what's next.
Yes.
The beer and wine.
Which is exactly also expanding. We're currently looking for a beer and wine buyer. Okay. So if you're feeling that way, come join us. But yeah, that's a great selection as well. A lot of local, again, in that area, which is nice that we're able to support that. And then over to wellness, supplements and wellness, which is huge and also growing. Tammy and Alice are the two that kind of run that. Tammy's been doing great expanding the health and beauty section. So kind of a lot more fun eyeshadows, lotions, things like that.
Is Tammy the one with longer dark hair?
She has shorter gray hair.
Oh, okay.
And then Alice is taller and has kind of like a darker brown kind of blonde hair. Yeah, they've both been here for many years as well, and they're really great. And they speak to people like they're human, which is wonderful. So, yep. And then frozen and grocery, we have a huge store set for that as well.
And dairy.
And dairy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a great selection of drinks.
Like, yeah.
You know.
We're really fortunate to have a really good.
Kombucha.
Yeah. So many kombucha varieties, which is great.
Which is also a lot of work.
It is.
When
yeah.
you think about supplements, I look at that area sometimes and I go, oh my gosh, there's so many different things.
It's insane.
But groceries probably the same.
I think every department now is like, it's a joke. Everyone is like, well, where do we put the back stock? Like we are running out of space to keep everything kind of in stock. And, you know, refrigeration is huge. So having, I think every refrigerated space, every freezer space is all shared by the entire store. So we have to get really creative, and Sherry's really good at kind of stocking things on top of each other in the back so that we can have that display. Yeah.
It's an amazing endeavor. And then you have the groceries and mm-hmm. the frozen. You already mentioned that maybe. Mm-hmm. And then there's a huge, what we call it, herbal.
Kind of the bulk department?
Yeah, the bulk department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is also, Erica's done a great job of expanding kind of the offerings there too. So there's teas, there's supplemental things, there's baking, you know, your general taco seasonings, stuff like that. And then flours and salts and pinto beans, you know, pretty much anything you could think of that you don't want to buy a prepackaged package of, if you have your own containers, that kind of thing. And that's been really a great feature to have. And I think a lot of stores, box stores, are losing that.
Absolutely.
So it's been nice to have a resource there for that.
And then the cutest little corner thing going on.
Yeah.
It's the meat department.
Meat department. Kenny is great back there. He just recently came back, but they do tons of butchering in that small little department. They really get creative with their space and produce some really great things. Greg's Farm actually produces a lot of the meat that comes in there. 7B Ranch.
Local source.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's, you know, you get to meet your butcher and your farmer. It's really great.
And then produce.
Produce, yes, which is also expanding. Lee and her team over there really honing in on the local aspect of things. We're really fortunate to have local growers all year round.
All year round,
which is incredible. And we see them, you know, they come in and they deliver it. I think that's probably one of my favorite parts is that it's not a third party dropping off all the local stuff. You get to talk to the people who are producing these things that we get to sell. So it's a really great circle. Yeah.
And so that's a little picture of Winter Ridge. And we call it natural food store, but it's really a health. You know, whenever I go to another town, I always look for that kind of store.
Yeah.
It's kind of grounds me and lets me know I can find what I need.
Exactly. Yeah. Familiarity for sure.
And so there you go. But really, we invited you in today to talk about something else, but I thought it was a golden opportunity to showcase one of KRFY's vital and incredible underwriters.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So the neighborhood fair.
Yeah. So I think for as long as Winter Ridge has been around, there's been some kind of community appreciation, customer appreciation event. When I first started, we were calling it Customer Appreciation Day, which was great. And just kind of, it was a block party, basically.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. It was super fun. At the beginning of the pandemic, we kind of took that as an opportunity to revamp the whole idea. And with Jen's help, we turned it into the neighborhood fair. So really just kind of piggybacking on like a farmer's market block party, sort of let's celebrate Sandpoint, and turned it into more of like a community day where we have all of those local vendors that I've been talking about, things like that coming in and getting to actually talk to the people, not just the staff. So it really becomes like a day celebrating Sandpoint with Sandpoint.
Right. You might think it would be semi-commercial. It's not at all.
No.
It is music. There's kids running around everywhere.
Yeah.
And so how would you describe it in a little bit more detail?
Yeah, sure. So we have our creative little parking area is kind of roped off to create sort of the space. So the right in front of the store will still be available for parking during the day. Our store is open normal hours. There will be some goodies inside. I think there's going to be some raffles that you can enter inside the store, but shop is normal.
I won one year.
Oh, congratulations.
I won a basket. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, they're packed full of really good goodies. And so then the larger side of the parking lot, kind of by the storage shed in the back, will be all roped off. We'll have music kind of towards Dairy Depot. Mm-hmm. There'll be a trailer there, so you won't be able to access the parking lot from that way. But there's going to be beer, cider, lots of food. I think the lunch starts around, well, lunchtime probably. So stay tuned for that. And then
it's really quite amazing because they're just constantly bringing out big, huge bins of hot food, cold food. You can talk about that because I think that's a big draw.
It is a huge draw. And our deli department works really hard to make sure that there is, you know, a variety of offerings for people. That's going to be really great. The beer, you know, has a huge draw as well. People love being able to try things by the glass instead of maybe by the case. So that'll be great. We're having Star Court perform. They were here last year. And they're a really cool 80s cover band. So very cool kind of vibe for the day. And then the rest of the parking lot is just going to be full of vendors. And then the store will have a lot of tables set up as well with samples and products that we're really excited about and that kind of tie into what Winter Ridge is about. And again, it's just a good chance for people to try things that maybe they want to try but haven't been able to buy. So tons of free samples, tons of opportunities to try and taste. Yeah, and then lots for kids too. Creations is going to have a booth as well.
What would you advise people to know or do? You mentioned parking, but children
are welcome. There will be, I think we're gonna potentially have some animals from some of our purveyors, so there'll be things like that. It is kid friendly, but it is there's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Keep your children close.
Yeah, exactly. Store is still open, like I said, so just a lot of foot traffic, but parking around is totally available, street parking. It's just a really fun day.
Okay. So basically you're saying come on out.
Exactly. Saturday, 11 to 4.
Come out and join us.
Yeah.
And just because people are listening that maybe never found Winter Ridge.
Right.
Tell us where it's located and how to maybe access more information about.
Sure. Yeah. So we are on 703 Lake Street, kind of right behind Dubs. On your way to Memorial Field, on your way to the lake, right off the highway. We're right there.
That's on kind of Lake and Boyer.
Yes, Lake and Boyer. It's funny. I've lived here almost 20 years and I could not tell you how to get around this town if I've had to save my life. But it's right there. And we have a website, winterridgefoods.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram. I run all of those things. So they're really active. And any information that you need about anything that's happening is pretty much, I would say, Facebook or Instagram. Totally updated pretty much daily.
So we have a Winter Ridge Natural Foods Neighborhood Fair. That's this Saturday, mm-hmm. September 30th. Live music featuring Star Court. It's at 703 Lake Street. Parking on the street is probably a good idea. 11 to 4 p.m. And I just have to say again, the food is outrageous.
Outstanding,
and it's
yes.
really fun.
Yes.
It's like, what are they bringing out next?
I know, it's always a surprise. We have, I think, over 30 vendors this year. Last year we had maybe 20, so it's going to be packed. And there's a lot of new faces.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of opportunities to try a lot of local, you know, new vendors that we're just bringing into the store.
The vendors are really fun, and they're happy. And
so excited to be there.
Right? So it's a day everyone's invited to come out and experience Winter Ridge.
Yes, please.
Is anything else coming up at Winter Ridge? I know that they have, I think the new sales are out.
Yes. Oh, good. Yeah. Good on you. Yesterday was our first day of the sales. So that is out. We do it's a month. It's not usually like, you know, first to the 30th, but it is a month worth of sales. And we're part of INFRA, which is the Natural Food Retailers Association. A nationwide thing that allows us to kind of compete with the box stores and provide sales.
Right.
Really great prices. And the whole store is on sale. So follow those orange tags. We also have our brand Cadia, which is kind of like our house brand. So sort of like a store brand. It's still, you know, quality organic products, but at a price that's a little bit more budget friendly, which is great for a lot of those families coming in. So those are marked by like an orange sticker that says your community choice.
So when you say it's a community brand, it's in other stores, too.
It is, yes.
It's just the inner workings of natural food stores kind of brand.
Yeah. So, like, you know, you go to Walmart and you see great value. Mm-hmm. Cadia is ours, but it's still a quality product. Like, it's either non-GMO or organic. So, and it's in every category. So there's going to be an option for you to get that pantry basic and not pay a higher price, but still get a quality product. So we're integrating that through the whole store so that everything is approachable to every consumer.
Well, thank you so much, Vanessa Stanley.
Yes.
another shout out to Jack out there and Mom.
Hello.
For coming in and telling us about it. We hope you have a very successful fair. And even if it's a little drizzly out there, wear a raincoat.
Exactly.
And
have tents. Yep. It'll be great.
Yep. So thank you again for coming in, and thank you to Winter Ridge for being a valuable KRFY underwriter. You have no idea how much we appreciate Greg and the crew. And so thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.